Hello, web gardeners, and welcome back to the Viva Garden Potting Bench. I'm Bob Reed Muller, coming to you from our first long overdue rainstorm of the season here in Southern California, and we are just loving it. With no rain, we are in deep doo-doo, and speaking of doo-doo, let's get right to the crap at hand. I can say crap, can't I? After all, it is a gardener's best friend. So clear off the poop deck, and let's call the first part of this adventure all things manure. In the gardening scheme of things, manure really is huge. You just gotta do it. It's the ultimate in recycling and affords the soil an incredible wealth of nutrients. There are, however, a few do's and don'ts right off the bat that you need to know. You know that expression, something like stuff happens? Well, first off, do not use cat, dog, or human stuff. All of them are full of pathogens that can be extremely harmful to humans and are not easily destroyed in the soil. The most common and preferred types to use, that's manure, are chicken, cow, and rabbit, as well as a few other less common barnyard choices. Some of these can be used fresh or hot, as it is called, but be warned, they call it hot for a reason. As a kid in rural New Jersey, I knew spring was around the corner as the school bus ambled past the massive piles of snow-covered, fresh-frozen chicken poop that were sitting on Berinsky's farm. They were thawing, literally hot and beginning to steam like a bunch of mini Mount St. Helens melting their snow blankets, and creating a memorable, though not pleasant, seasonal aroma. Manures used fresh like this are chemically hot, meaning they are caustic and can truly burn the dickens out of your plants, if not actually kill them. Unless you know what you're doing, stick with aged, composted types of manure. Composted manures are just safer on the plants and people, and easier and more pleasant to use. Composting removes a lot of the odors, kills harmful pathogens, and breaks down the caustic chemical components into a wealth of natural nutrients more readily available to the plant's root system. We'll deal with the process of composting at a later date, so for now, just find it already aged or done that way so it's safer and ready to use. When using composted manure, it is near impossible to use too much. Add lots of it to your garden before planting time, and be sure to turn it in and dig it in really deep and really well. Turn, 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 as the saying goes, and the rewards will be yours come harvest time. We'll go into some of the finer points and preferences pertaining to manure use when we meet next time again on the poop deck for what, shall we call it, manure number two? That seems appropriate. Or maybe the more continental manure part do. How about that? Until then, this is Chef Bob at the Viva Garden wishing you good growing. And tonight, I'd like to add a little special thing to our Viva broadcast. And that would be to send a special shout-out. And tonight it comes from Bob and Betty. And they're giving a big shout-out all the way to New Hampshire to Pat and Don and all the kids. Hope everybody's doing well. And so for March 2006, this is Chef Bob saying if anybody out there would like to leave a shout-out for someone, by all means get in touch with us on our website at www.vivagarden.com.